ba po? Because we're talking about consecration. We're talking about pagiging banal, no? Pagiging sakdal at pagiging karapat-dapat sa Diyos. Walang ibang pwedeng buwan or month of the year to discuss, no, and to expound on the topic consecration than the month of January. Kasi dito tayo nag-uumpisa. Kaya mainam na hindi ka lang mag-umpisa ng taon, kundi alam mo sinong kasama mo sa pag-uumpisa. At ang kasama natin ay ang Panginoon. Amen? So, in the first Sunday of January, we talk about seek first the King. Sa lahat ng bagay, sa sino pa man o ano pang mga tao sa buhay natin, no, hanapin talaga natin unang-una ang Panginoon. At ilagay natin siya sa sentro ng ating buhay. He will be the first and always everything for us. And then the second week, last Sunday, we talk about surrendering. Yan, taas kamay sa Panginoon. Diba, when we sing worship songs, pag umaawit tayo sa Panginoon, dalawang kamay, talagang in the, during the nights of fire or time of prayer, talagang luluhod ka. Because you know that there is someone above you, no, na meron talagang dalang authority over your life, and you cannot go apart from His authority, from His blessing, kasi nandun lang talaga yung kamay ng buhay, and that is our King. So, wala tayong ibang tugon, kundi ang isurrender, isuko ang ating buhay sa Kanya. Today, I'm gonna share with you the topic, sanctification. It's a big word. It's a long word. One, but long word. It's a doctrinal word. Sa ating pong devotion, we're expounding on the topic consecration. But the doctrinal word for consecration is sanctification. Do not be afraid, kasi po hihimay-himayin po natin to sa tulong at biyaya ng Panginoon. Why? Why do we need to talk about sanctification? Because in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3, it says there, this is God's will for your life, your sanctification. Hindi po natin pwedeng iliban, hindi natin pwedeng takpan, hindi natin po pwedeng patagalin pa, o hindi natin pwedeng itago ang usapin ng pagiging banal sa harapan ng Diyos sa Kanyang trono, because it is His will. Ito po ay Kanyang kalooban. Ito ay Kanyang gusto. Ito ay Kanyang disenyo para sa ating lahat. Today, I will share with you the message, sanctified for the King and for His mission. Sanctified for the King and for His mission. No? Kung titignan po natin yung words, yung title, what do you see? What pictures do you see po? So, sanctified for the King and His mission. Do you see the King? Nakita niyo po ba sa phrase na iyon yung King? Yes. Say with me, yes. Kung nakita niyo po yung word na King. Can you imagine who is the King? Anong itsura po niya? And have you seen the word mission? Yes. So we see the words King, check. We see the word also mission. But do you see the sanctified? Walang nakakita, isa lang. Nakita niyo po yung word na sanctified? Iyon. Who is the sanctified? We are the sanctified. And we must choose to be sanctified. Again, why? Because this is God's will for you. The most anointed word that we could ever say to the King is saying to Him, let your will be done. Pag humarap ka sa hari, hindi pa pwedeng ang kanyang salita ay mabali. Tama ba? Kaya pag binigyan kanya ng utos, binigyan kanya ng panuntunan, wala kang ibang response kundi ang sumunod sa kanya. Therefore today, sa umagang ito, isa lamang po ang ating aabutin? No, paano nga ba? Ano nga bang paglalarawan ko ng buhay sa harapan ng isang hari na hindi magtatago? Darating ang panahon that I will meet Him face to face and I'm gonna serve Him forever, for the last day of eternity. Meron ba noon? Wala po. You will be with Him forever. And what day is gonna be that day? No? When we behold the King. Wala na pong, pasensya na po. Sorry po. Naganap ng lahat. And that day will gonna be the eternal days for you with Him. So ngayon, inaayos tayo ng Panginoon. At sana magpaayos po tayo. We are the sanctified and we need to choose to be sanctified. This is the will of God. Now, let's scrutinize the word sanctification. Everybody say with me, sanctification. All right. So, pagkatapos po ng araw na ito, perfect yun na po ang spelling niyan at ang pronunciation niyan. Sanctification sa Tagalog po, pagiging banal. It came from two Latin words. Ito po, una, sanctification comes from Latin. Two Latin words, sanctus, which means holy, and ficare, which means make. At pag pinagsama niyo po yan, make holy. At ang sabi po sa Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, for you are a people, holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for His own possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. Madaling isipin, madaling tanggapin na I am chosen by God. Wow! Sa dinami-dami ng tao, ako ay pinili niya. Pero hindi lang po doon natapos yun eh. Pinili ka niya because He wants you to be holy. And you are a holy person. Last night, I had a wonderful time with some ladies in this church. Na po, meron po kaming accountability group meeting. And it was a very fantastic meeting kasi gabi po eh. Wala kaming mga maskara, wala po kaming makeup kagabi. No, all by ourselves before God. And we shared about the calling of God to our lives to be holy. No, He did not call us to be happy. He called us to be holy. Bakit nga ba? Because yung holiness na yon can only be found in God. That's His character. And when He said to you that you are chosen, and I made you holy, I made myself known to you. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it wonderful na ang Diyos ipahayag niya ang kabuuan niya sa'yo. At maipapahayag lang niya ang kabuuan niya sa'yo kapag ka nadalumat mo at nakita mo ang kanyang kabanalan. More than the blessing, it is His presence. More than anything else in this world, it is His glory, it is His holiness that will appear to you and that will make you complete. I almost cried na po kagabi when one of the young ladies no speak about this revelation na natanggap niya from the Lord. Now wow, there's blessing, there's happiness eh, when you see the holiness of God. It's beyond discovering the love of your life. Tama ba 'yon? Parang 'di ba pag namulat yung mata mo, wow, ang gandang babae no na. Talagang di ka na makakain, di ka na makatulog, gusto mo na kuhanin yung pangalan niya at ligawan mo na siya right then and there. Why? You see the beautiful girl. Grabe, na hindi na napapakali yung sarili mo. But when you see the holiness of God, that's everything. At hindi mo lang makikita yung holiness ng God. Mapapasayo. And that's heaven. Amen? So today, huwag tayong matatakot sa word na holy. No? Though merong holy mackerel at holy cow. Cow yun. So mga kapatid, yung word na holy, specialized na. But the word holy is the highest, biggest, and the most isa sa mga wonderful words in the Bible. Because it depicts the character of Jesus. At ang pinakamatindi dun, He shows it. He reveals it to you. Hindi lang para magpa-show off. Para mapunta sa'yo. And that is Him. When you live in holiness, you are exactly living with God. Bisan hindi po natin halata na ito na pala yun. Pinapag-imbanal na pala ako ng Diyos. Ito na pala yun. It's just like this. No? Parang hindi mo pansin yung word eh. Kasi obscured, tago, or kaya kinakabahan kang gamitin. Uy, banal ka na. No? Uy, banal na ako. Parang the least word that you can describe about yourself is, I am holy. Di ba? Pero today, i-achieve natin yan. Amen? Because it's God's will for your life. Gusto mo yung abutin. Why? That's the reflection of God. More than being happy, more than having the things of this earth, i-desire mo to have the holiness of God because that is Himself exactly. So it's just like this. No, before, ang buhay mo, no, marami kang tinatago sa income tax returns mo. Tama ba? Kapag kalistada-lista na ganyan, may mga bagay na hindi mo nire-reveal. Tama po ba yung word ko? Hindi mo nililista. Ayun. Hindi mo dinideclare. Thank you, Finance Officer, Ate Sarah. Hindi mo dinideclare. Bakit? Abay, malalakihan ang kaltas. Tama po ba? Subalit isang araw na attend ka sa encounter. At doon itinuro sa'yo na lahat-lahat, lahat, no, ide-declare mo maging totoo ka. And then all of a sudden, itong taon na to, inayos mo na yung income tax returns mo at lahat revealed, declared. Anong tawag doon? Sanctification. Pag ganito ako, ano ba nangyayari sa akin? Grabe, hindi ka makatulog agad, hindi mo na i-declare lahat. Hanggang sa nung na-declare mo na lahat, abay, nakatulog kang mabuti. That's sanctification. Dati, no, pupunta ka sa church, bago kayo pumunta, nagsasabunutan muna kayo ng mag-asawa. No? Nag-aaway kayo, hindi kayo magkasundo. You want to, hindi lang mag-call off eh. Talagang ayoko na, maghiwalay na. And then all of a sudden, you get born again. Nakita mo ang pagmamahal at pagpapatawad ng Diyos sa'yo. At nung tinignan mo muli yung asawa mo, pagkaganda-ganda pala. Nung tinignan mo yung asawa mo, siya lang palang pinakagwapo sa loob ng bahay niyo. No? And you began to fall in love again. Nagsimula kang nahulog ang puso mo sa Kanya. Umibig ka muli sa Kanya, nag-spark ulit ang pag-asa na maayos niyo yung relationship ninyo. Anong tawag po doon? Sanctification. The holiness of God is being revealed to you. Now you are getting infected with the holiness of God. No, minsan, dumating sa puso mo, sa buhay mo, na you got confused with your identity. Ano ba talaga ako? Hindi tao, hindi bagay, no? Tao ako eh, pero minsan, itong gender ko, minsan ito, you're so confused. And all of a sudden, nakita mong biyaya ng Diyos mas malaki sa confusion mo. That it can change you radically and you can live as how He designed you to be. And then you say to God, from now on, I'm gonna walk with the design and purpose that you gave me. Ano pong tawag doon? Sanctification. Hindi natin alam kung ano nangyayari sa atin, pero yun pala yun. The holiness of God is being revealed to you. Before you sleep with a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or sometimes you sleep, no? Na hindi mo naman boyfriend, hindi mo naman girlfriend. Natutulog ka, may nangyayari sa'yo. And all of a sudden, God caught your heart. And He said to you, anak, mahal kita, and this is not my will for you. Come on, change your ways. And suddenly you change your way. And that's what we call sanctification. The holiness of God is being shown and given to you. Pagka nagkaroon na ng inconvenience, pag nagkaroon na ng matinding desire to change, at hindi lang yon, binago mo talaga ang buhay mo sa harapan ng Diyos, that's what you call sanctification. You are being made holy before God. It says that your past is past, and you are changing, not for the better, but you are changing as how God designed it for you. Amen! Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon for this. Huwag kang matatakot. Huwag kang ma-allergic sa make holy or being holy. Kung pwede lang, hanapin mo yan. Because it is God Himself. The character of God. Amen? Amen? Number, tinapo natin dito. Number two, it is in the heart of Jesus. Sabi ko sa inyo eh, galing sa Panginoon yan. It's in the heart of the Lord Jesus Himself. Natatandaan nyo ba yung panahon na the disciples came to Jesus and sabi ng mga disciples, Lord Jesus, lagi ka nalang nagpupunta sa mountain, no? No, nagpe-pray ka. No, marami nagpupunta sa prayer mountain. Then Jesus went also to the prayer mountain. At nakita ng mga disciples, nagniningning si Lord. Grabe, there's something in this man. When he prays, he glorifies, talagang he shines. Sabi ng mga disciples, I want that. Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. At isa sa mga panalangin ng Panginoong Jesus, sabi niya doon, deliver us from evil. Amen? Di ba meron sinasabi doon, protect them against temptation and deliver them from evil. But you know what? The last prayer of Jesus is not about deliverance. It's not about overcoming temptation. It's about living into sanctification. Yung alam mo na kung saan ka lalagay at manatili ka doon. So let's take a look at this prayer of Jesus. John chapter 17, 15 to 19. If you see it in the screen, come on, read it with me. Go. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. It's in the heart of Jesus that we live in holiness. No, mabuhay tayo ng kabanalan. It's our position. Nung namatay ang Panginoong Jesus, tinubos niya tayo sa kasalanan. Posible na ikaw ay maging malaya sa kasalanan. And therefore, sabi ng Panginoon, doon kayo mabubuhay. Sa lugar ng kalayaan. Sa lugar na talagang pwedeng manatili. No, in life and in death, you will remain holy before God. At ang sabi niya dito, hindi lang niya yun pinag-pray. Ang pinakamatindi dito, He became the answer to the prayer. Isang bagay yung manalangin ka, no? At isang matinding bagay yung ikaw mismo ang sagot sa panalangin mo. So si Lord, nanalangin siya for us. Lord, ito yung larawan ko sa kanila eh. Sa bawat susunod sa aking mga tao, sila'y manatili sa pagiging banal. Mahirap. Kaya ang ginawa ni Lord, hindi po siya nagpakamatay ha. Ibinigay ang buhay para yung mga mahihirap po sa ating gawin, titignan natin ginawa na ni Jesus. Amen! It is all paid. Your sins have already been paid. You have been ransomed. Tinubos na po tayo. Kaya nga po ang pamumuhay ng may kabanalan, posible na. Kasi tinubos na po tayo sa lahat ng karumihan at kasalanan. Even in our life to godliness, posible. At gusto ko po makita nyo dito, yung sanctification is a position. Ito yung lugar. Ito yung panahanan mo. Ito yung declaration mo. Na ikaw banal, pinaging banal ka ni Jesus, hindi mo kaya, no, hindi mo kaya magtagumpay, but Jesus overcame it for you. Hindi mo kaya maging victorious, but Jesus, no, made victorious for you. Grabe, titignan mo na lang siya, and you will appropriate the blood of Jesus over your life, and everything will be made possible for you. Kaya si Lord, naging answer siya sa panalangin natin. Kaya mga kapatid, hindi pa pwedeng effort na effort ka. No, kailangan natin ng effort sa pagiging banal. Ano po ibig sabihin nun? Effortan mo yung paglakad. Diba? Yung pag-attend sa church, sana hindi ka naginigising. Sana hindi ka na pinag-iinit ng tubig. No? Sana yung mga ganyang gawain, life group, hindi mo na nililiban. Ang tawag doon, effort. Kasi bayad na eh. Sino po dito ang nakatanggap na ng mga natawagan po kayo or na-text po kayo na kayo ay nanalo ng raffle prize? Ako po, maraming pagkakataon na nanalo daw po ako eh. Madami. Ano nangyari? May kaldero, may trip to Jerusalem. Meron po mga trips eh. Nanalo po kayo ng mga ganon? Ano pong feeling niyo? Wow! Nanalo ko, di ba? Tapos sabi, puntahan mo doon. Puntahan mo sa ganitong lugar. Alam niyo po, nanalo po ako. Marami pagkakataon eh. Merong isang pagkakataon na puntahan daw po namin. Sabi ko, sige po. Ang napanalunan ko po ay, ano yun? Accommodation. Hotel, free accommodation for two. Ganyan-ganyan sa Davao or sa Cebu or saan ko gusto. Puntahan ko. Hala, talagang pinuntahan namin. Hinanap namin yung lugar. Bakit? Libre! Nanalo na ako eh. Tama ba? Panalo na eh. Eto ngayon, nung dumating po kami, kailangan po kaming i-seminar ng 2 oras. 3 oras. Ang tagal. Kuya, nasa na ba yung raffle ko? Asa na ba yung ticket ko? Hindi po, kailangan po kasi tapusin to. Pagkatapos po nito, ay pipirma po kayo. Pwede pong fast track na lang. Hindi naman po kami bibili. Hindi po, eh, talaga pong process. Grabe, chinagaan ko po yun. After 3 hours, nakuha ko din po yung prize. Grabe po, bakit ka nagtiyaga? Bakit ka nagtiis? Kasi nakatingin ka sa presyo, sa premyo. Tama po ba? Nandun na sa dulo, makukuha mo na yung pagkapanalo mo eh. Same with us, no? Merong effort, merong pagtitiis. Sometimes you will endure it. The process, you don't like the process, but you need to endure it. Why? Kasi nakatingin ka doon, panalo na eh. Meron na ako eh. Amen? Pero hindi mo na kinakailangan nag-struggle. Kapatid, iba po yung ine-effortan sa ini-struggelan. Yan ang mga Tagalog natin ngayon. Iba po yung ine-effortan eh. Sa ini-struggelan. Ano po ibig sabihin nito? Yung binibigyan mo ng effort kasi alam mo, ano, panalo ka na. Nakuha niyo po. Yung ini-struggle mo, eto. Gagawin mo yan o minsan hindi mo gagawin, susubukan mo. Minsan hindi mo susubukan, may struggle. Bakit? Kasi gusto mo masunod. Minsan, paghirap ka na, hingi kang tulong. Pag di mo na kaya, hingi ka pa ng tulong. Pagkakaya mo na, aalis ka. That's struggling. It's not effort. Ang effort po, talagang nakafocus ka. You do things, no? You love to do things kahit nahihirapan kasi alam mo, yung dulo nun, panalo ka. Yung isa dito, may effort ka pero struggling eh. Hindi po iyon ang totoong sanctification. So, ang totoong sanctification, you make effort to live continuously with the position, staying with the position that God has given into your life. Amen? And He became an answer to that. Number 3, Tingnan lang po natin yung isang quotation po dito. Ang sanctification daw po, sabi dito, sanctification is not an add-on thing Jesus puts on me. It is what? It is Himself, His fullness in me. Gusto mo ba na kaunti-kaunti lang ang natitikman mo sa mga masasarap na pagkain na paborito mo? Or pagpupunta ka sa buffet, sa eat all you can? Wow, eat all you can. Punta ako dyan, konti lang kainin ko. Punta ako dyan, diet ako eh. Di ba hindi ka pupunta doon? Why? Kasi offered lahat. Hindi mo na mabilang ang pwede mong kaining masasarap. Same with our relationship with the Lord. At ang sabi nga po doon, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God had prepared for those who love Him. Wala pang nakakita, wala pang nakarinig kung ano man ang mga kabonggahang inihanda ng Diyos para sa mga nag-isisiibig sa Kanya. When we see the flowers, when we see the mountains, when we go to different land or to different nations, mapapawaw ka po talaga eh. Isa po talaga sa hindi ko makakalimutang lugar na pinuntahan po namin ay sa Bruges. No po, hindi ko po alam kung Germany na po yun, Bruges. We spent only 2 hours in Bruges. Pero hindi po ako nakapagsalita. Napakaganda po. Napakaganda ng ilog. Napakaganda ng halaman. Napakaganda ng mga tao. Napakaganda po ng kapaligiran. As if, pwede mo sabihin, wow, ito ba yung heaven? That's Bruges in Germany. Somewhere like, malapit po. Pero Belgium po yung daan namin. Wow! Mapapawaw ka talaga. Kapatid, this is the character of God. Gusto niya mapawaw ka. And one thing that will make you wow is His fullness. Pag nakita ng mga tao ang pagbabago sa buhay mo, wow, brother, ikaw ba yan? Sis, wow, amazing. Because the fullness of God is in you. Ang sanctification po ay hindi parang asin na idataktak sa'yo. Pagka sobra, bawasan. Or kaya po ay parang add-on, pwedeng icing or pwedeng flower. Hindi po eh, it's not an add-on. It's God Himself to you. Amen? Do we see that we are blessed when we are sanctified? Grabe po itong biyaya ng Diyos nito. 1 Corinthians 1:13. Meron po sinabi dyan, it is because of Him. It's Jesus. You are in Christ Jesus. It is because of Christ Jesus that you are in Christ Jesus. Who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Kapatid, sa sarili natin, hindi natin kakayanin na maging banal, hindi natin kayang magbayad, at hindi natin kayang maging matuwid. Pero ang Panginoon, Jesus, binigay niya ng lahat, namatay na siya, everything He gave it all for you. So that our holiness will be made possible. Can we give God the best clap offering of praise? Come on! Thank Him! Salamat, Panginoon Jesus. Grabe po, paid na po tayo. Number 3, sanctification or to sanctify is the main thing in the ministry. We are into the ministry. Amen? We are born to do ministry. Ministry is serving God. Ministry is serving the King. The gatekeepers who are standing with me, you are serving the King. The ushers, you are serving the King in your terms. The praise team, we are serving the King. We are listening the message of God. We are serving the King. Kapatid, ang ministry po na ito, may goal, may target. At ang target po niya ay hindi lang po tayo magpalit simbahan. Hindi po tayo magpalit bahay. kundi magpalit buhay. He calls us not to be converts, but to be obedient converts. Ang tindi po ni Pablo, grabe, he went into all Europe. No, he preached the gospel, not for himself to be famous, not for him to pay for his sins. Napakatalamak po na tao ni Pablo eh. Pero nung nakita niya na siya'y bayad na sa kanyang kasalanan, at sa kabila ng kanyang ginawa, nagpakita si Jesus sa kanya, and that's the holiness of God. It transforms him immediately. Sa loob ng 3 araw, nagbago si Pablo. Akalain mo yun? 3 araw, nagbago po siya. And when he changed his life because of the grace and the holiness of the Lord, isa sa kanya pong mission sa Roma, ito po ang nasabi niya. At sa kabuuan ng Europa. Let's take a look. Open your Bibles po. Papagalitan tayo ni Pastor Al. Open your Bibles. Dali. Ako po, wala pang Bible. Kasi binigay ko po yung Bible ko sa anak ko. Ayan. Ayan po. So Romans chapter 15, 14 to 19. Yan. Okay? Everybody with me? Let's read. Go. I myself am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with knowledge and competent to instruct one another. Doon muna po tayo ha. Si Pablo po nagsasalita sa mga taga-Roma. Grabe, amazed ako sa goodness nyo. Akalain nyo yun, nakakapagturo na kayo? Akalain nyo nakakapag-minister na kayo? Yung po ang sabi ni Pablo sa mga taga-Roma. Yet, I have written you quite boldly on some points. Read with me. To remind you of them again, because of the grace God gave me to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles. He gave me the priestly duty of proclaiming the gospel of God so that the Gentiles might become an offering, what? Acceptable to God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God. I will not venture on to speak at anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in leading what? Who? The Gentiles. What? Everybody shout it out. To obey. To obey what? God. By what I have said and done. By the power of signs and wonders, through the power of the Spirit of God. So from Jerusalem, all the way around to Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ. Minsan, magpo-post ka, nakakapagod. So kung sagutin, ano? Sino? May mga pagkakataong mapapagod ka, linawin mo bro. Because serving God or being in the kingdom of God, no, you really labor. Work po yun eh. Pero sasabihin ko sa'yo, kapatid, pag nag-labor ka for the King and His kingdom, you will never lose anything. Amen! Napapagod ka kasi gamit mo natural strength. But when you have the supernatural strength of God, you will rise above any tiredness. Paul, nag-travel yan, walang eroplano. By the sea, by land. Grabe po, sa kabila po niya na-persecute. Ilang beses po siya si Jesus po, he received 39 lashes. Si Paul, 40. 39 plus 1. He was beaten, he was persecuted, he was abandoned. Pero at the end of everything, he continued on. Meron ba siyang sinabing pagod na ako? Wala. Bakit? He saw the worth. No, ang tindi ng biyaya ng Diyos na dapat ipangaral sa buong sanlibutan. He even saw the kingdom of heaven. Nakita po ni Pablo ang langit. Kung siya doon. But he asked, "Pareng Peter, bukas mo nga yung pinto, babalik ako eh." Kasi hindi pa tapos ang pangangaral sa mga Gentiles. Kapatid, no? Paul saw everything, pero hindi po word niya. Hindi po para ibahin ang religion mo, hindi para ibahin ang bahay mo, kundi para baguhin ng buhay mo. And Paul has a testimony that the power of God is able to change you radically. Ang tindi, mga kapatid, no, when we are doing the life group, when we attend worship service, these are all ministries. At sana sa paghaplos natin sa ministry na ito, we see first our lives changing, and we see people changing. Sanctification, therefore, is an obedience to Christ. Kaya nga, sabi po ng Panginoon, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey what? Everything. Pati ba naman yung pagkain dyan sa jetty, pagpapaalam? Pati ba naman yung papunta lang dun sa divisorya, lahat ba? Ayoko nga rin po nun eh. Pero sabi doon, everything! Up until no, you become mature and able to see that you have the glory and holiness of God. That's why I tell the young ladies under the accountability group, mga kapatid, I'm giving you the freedom to go anywhere you want to go. Katingin po sila. And do whatever you want to do. Gawin mo. Sa isang condition lang. Ay, ano yun? Ano yung isang condition? Make sure, alam mo, di mo makakalimutan na sa bawat lugar na pupuntahan mo at sa bawat tao na kasama mo din si Lord. Nakikita ka ng Panginoon. I cannot be there for you 24/7. Wala rin akong load. No? Malaki din ang binabayaran ko sa text. Pero I cannot be there for you all my life. Aba, may love life din ako, sister. No? meron din akong dream. No? But you know what? I trust you. I love you. And I cannot lead you apart from the love of God. Ngayon, kapatid, gawin mo lahat ng gusto mo. Basta isipin mo, ginagawa mo yan, kasama mo ang Diyos. And that will make me, ano po, liberated. Kaya hindi mo na kailangan lahat ipagpaalam. Because everything that you need to learn is in God. And if God is in you, then you can learn everything by yourself. Amen ba? So pwede na tayo magpa-manicure, pedicure, magpa-spa, and everything. Kasi kasama mo si Lord. Palapakan natin ang Panginoon if you want to obey Him. Amen! Kaya kapatid, e-effortan mo eh ang pagsunod. Susunod ka eh. Pero you will not struggle. Amen? Walang paglaban. Walang pagtago. Walang shame. No? Yung ganda nung kanta kanina, when my shame is undone. Kapatid, ang holiness ng Panginoon tumapos sa kahihiyan mo. Lahat tayo may kahihiyan. Walang maganda sa atin. But when Jesus died, He ended our shame and all our guilts. Kaya we can be the most confident people on earth. Amen! You can love again. You can love right. You can be faithful. You can finish your studies. You can do excellent things. Why? Your shame is undone. You're not living in the past guilt. You're living with new beginnings of hope. And that is the holiness of God in you. Amen! It's just in obedience. Sumunod ka lang. Effortan mo lang yan. But never struggle. Then, meron pa po ba? Sabi dito, obedience to Christ. No? Sanctification happens where the words of God are being obeyed. Nangyayari lang ang pagiging banal kung nasusunod natin ang salita ng Panginoon. So sabi po dito kay Paul, wholeheartedly, the people obeyed the word of God. Ang sarap lang pong mag-lead. Na po, life group leaders, are you with me? Di ba? Sarap lang tignan ng mga life group members, disciples mo, willingly, no, cheerfully, obeying God. Hindi mahaba ang mukha, hindi salubong ang kilay, hindi struggle na struggle. Yung wow, grabe, smiling, willing, talagang grabe. No? Why? Because natural sa kanila, gumagana ang kalwalhatian ng Diyos. This is radical obedience. Number four, for sanctification, are we learning? Yes. Amen. It's wartime word. Wartime is a battle in progress. It's not just a battle, period. It's a battle in progress. Habang buhay ka, may pakikipaglaban ka. Pero sana ang pakikipaglaban mo ngayong 5 taong ka nang nakakakilala sa Panginoon ay hindi kasing kamukha ng pakikipaglaban mo nung una kang nakakilala sa Diyos. Naintindihan niyo po ba yun? Ano po ibig sabihin? Wartime is a battle in progress. You cannot escape battle. You cannot escape it. Hindi pwede pong talikuran, hindi pwedeng taguan, hindi pwedeng takasan. Akala nyo, pag-ibig lang ang hindi pwedeng takasan, ha? Hindi pwedeng takasan ang gera. Tanungin nyo po ako, bakit? Kasi yung gera, wala sa Iran, wala sa Iraq, wala sa Syria, nasa puso mo. At pag tinakasan mo yan, patay ka na. And as long as you are living, there's always a battle within you. Pero ang sabi dyan, you can overcome the battle. Pero ang sabi po dyan, dapat yung wartime mo, yung battle in progress mo, nagmamature ka din. Ano ibig sabihin? 10 taon ka na, dapat na-overcome mo na yung paninigarilyo. Amen. 5 taon ka na, dapat na-overcome mo na yung pagiging tamad. 5 taon mo nang minamaster yun, sister. No? 10 taon ka na sa Panginoon, dapat na-overcome mo na yung pagiging matitisurin. Birthday lang, hindi ka nabate, ayaw mo na. Ano ibig sabihin? Taon-taon ka natitisod? 10 taon ka nang natisod. Mga kapatid, yung pagiging chismosa, 3 taon na yan. Tantanan mo na yan. Ano pa? No, yung dapat nag-aaral ka, nagbo-boyfriend ka. Oh, 5 taon mo nang sinisikreto yan. Tantanan mo na. Dapat may progress. Ano ibig sabihin? Na-overcome ko na yung paninigarilyo. Susunod naman, ano? Pambababae. Diba? No, lagyan mo lang ng months. 10 buwan ka lang. Si Pablo nga po, 3 araw eh. Huwag mong bigyan ng term. Napakatagal, kasi baka dumating si Lord agad, datnan ka ng ganyan. Kapatid, it's a wartime word, it's a battle in progress. Let's take a look at the verse. Luke 14, 25. Large crowds were following Jesus. Traveling with Jesus. Grabe, no? Hindi lang sila nagpa-follow, nagta-travel talaga with the Lord. And turning to them, he said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. The title of this verses part in Luke is the cost of being a disciple. Everybody say with me, cost. Kapatid, may bayad. No, may presyo po. No, hindi para bayaran ang kasalanan natin, kung hindi para ipakita sa Panginoon that He is everything now to us. Ang pagbabayad mo ng cost sa pagiging disciple, hindi ito bayad sa kasalanan, okay? Hindi ito bayad para matubos ka. Ano ibig sabihin ito? Nagbabayad ka, nagbibigay ka, sumusurrender ka, kasi nagsasabi ka, hindi akin ito lahat. Lahat ito sa'yo. The word hate here is not pagalitan o maging kagalit o maging mag-aaway tayo. Hindi po. It's just stripping off everything that you hold on to your life. It's just like saying, will I really follow God? Susunod pa ba ako sa Diyos kahit wala akong love life? Yung bang blessed single kaya ako? Kapatid, yung single ba ako o magkakapag-asawa, hindi na yan issue kapag gusto mong maging disciple. Kasi issue na yan ni Lord sa'yo. Kung gusto ka niya mag-asawa, edi bibigyan ka niya mapapangasawa. Sabihin mo lang kung anong gusto mo. Kung hindi naman niya gustong mag-asawa ka kahit na anong gusto mo, hindi ka talaga makakapag-asawa. Bakit? That's the best thing that you can accomplish the work of God in your life. Being a single or being married. Wala, natakot ang mga single. No? Ito lang ang pinakamatindi. It's okay to dream. Pag single, ladies, sinabi mong, Lord, sana makapag-asawa ako. Okay yan. Kesa yung married. Lord, kailan na ba ako maging single? Lord, sana single na lang ako. Yun ang pinakamasaklap, no? Kaya yung mga asawa dyan. Mga kapatid, ano bang pangyayari sa buhay mo? Huwag mo ikakatakot. Kapag sumusunod ka sa Diyos, kasi iyaan ang paraan ng Diyos para perpekto mong magawa ang kalooban niya. Kaya pag single ka, brother, mag-serve ka ng bongga. Pag married ka na, mag-serve ka pa ng bongga lalo. Kasi binigay niya yan sa'yo para magbigay ng kalwalhatian sa kanya. Some people who did not, who had no answer to their prayers, kasi prayer nila mag-asawa. Hindi nga nakapag-asawa, huminto na yung buhay dun eh. And you know what? You cannot go back to the past days. Lost na yun eh. Kaya anuman ikaw ngayon, mag-serve ka sa Lord. Problema na ni God yan kung gagawin ka niyang married. Diba? Darating na lang yun eh. Sa M&M, diba? Yun. Pakinggan po natin ang testimony ng future Mr. and Mrs. Chai. Yan. Diba? Mga kapatid, effortless. Kaya ang cost po dito, wartime eh. 10 taong ka na nag-struggle, magkaka-boyfriend ba ako o hindi? Magkaka-girlfriend ba ako o hindi? Parang siya ba o hindi? Pumupunta ka sa church, tumitingin ka na lang na magiging possible partner mo. Mga tao na mamatay na sa paligid mo, hindi ka nagsishare. Kasi iniisip mo na lang, lifetime partner. Yun, hanggang dun ka na lang. So dito pinapakita dito kapatid, the cost. Are you willing? Nahanda ka ba? Na kahit wala kang pamilya of your own, no money, no honey, no support, no people with you, will you still be willing to stand with God and to travel with Him to the ends of the earth? This is the cost of discipleship. Ulitin lang natin yung sinabi ni Pastor Al, hindi kanya kukuhanan. Giver siya eh. Kaya lang kung hindi ka handang i-let go, no, ang mga bikini-kim-kim mo sa buhay mo, you cannot be the disciple of Jesus. Ano lang ibig sabihin nun? You're not allowing God to work into your life. Akin naman to eh. Para naman to sa akin. Pinaghirapan ko naman to eh. You cannot be God's disciple. Pero pag sinabi mong, Lord, my husband is in your hand. My children. No? Wala talaga eh. I will just follow you. Alam niyo po na nag-aaral ako sa Bible school. God stripped me off. Sabi ng nanay ko, hanggang first year lang po ako eh. Kasi 5 years po yun. First year. 5 taon. 1 taon lang ako, nay. Parang, pero sabi ko, sige po, I will treasure that 1 year. Nag-aral po ako mabuti, matindi. Minahal ko po talaga yung PBS, yung pag-aaral ko 1 year. Pero di po ako naging honor. Talaga pong nagpakatinwa ko mag-aral. And after po nung sabi ng nanay ko, wala na talagang support. Sabi ko, hindi eh. I want to follow the Lord, I want to serve God. The following semester for my first year, I went back to PBS. Merong process of enrollment. Hanggang validation lang po ako. Wala na po akong pambayad. Bukas po pasukan na. Hanggang validation lang ako. I cried and I prayed. Stripped off na eh. Wala talaga akong pang-aaral sa sarili ko eh. And you know, bago po ako lumabas sa gate, may tumatakbong babae. Sabi niya, Sita, sabi niya, alika. Sabi niya, subukan mong sulatan tong scholarship na to. Because graduate ako last March and I endorsed you. Just submit everything, the grace, blah, blah, blah. And you know, sabi ko po dun sa cashier, sa validation, balik ako, Ma'am, please, ano naman po, payagan nyo na akong pumasok bukas kasi may support na ako. Saan? Ito po, oh, susulatan mo pa yan. Basta po, papasukin nyo lang ako. No, it stripped me off. Wala na yung hiya. O kaya yung mga estudyante dito, naranasan ko din po yan. Na nagbakaawa, pumasok na akala mo may baon, wala rin. Pero kapatid, because you have given your life to the Lord, no, He will sustain you. I lost everything. Takot na rin po ako na hindi ako makatapos. Pero kada aral ko, I make it the most of every opportunity. Lord, nandito ka kasama kita. Nakatapos po ako ng 5 taon. Hindi ko nakita sa mukha ko kung sino yung supporter ko. It's all God Himself. Amen? And then bonus pa yun. Amen ba? Come on, shouldn't be afraid to lose. This is the work of God over our lives. Young people, come on, there's more life. Huwag mo ikim-kim, akin to, walang ganang bigay mo sa Lord lahat at the particular time of your life. Huwag mo ipapangako sa Diyos, pag engineer na ako, Lord, magsiserve ako. Pag, Lord, flight stewardess na ako, I will go around the world and preach the gospel. Now, you go and preach the gospel. Amen! Amen. This is a wartime. Come on, praise God for His word today. You know, sanctification requires our coming to the place of death. Kapag ang tao patay, anong meron siya? Wala. Alam pa ba niya kung anong itsura niya? Hindi. Ano lang meron siya? Katawan na mabubulok at kaluluwang haharap sa Diyos. Dumating nawa sa punto ngayong araw na ito that we will come to the place of death. That you have nothing and you are nothing before your Maker. And you allow Him to give you life again. Kapatid, si Jesus, hindi siya natakot mamatay. Because He is a believer. He is an overcomer. It was already prophesied that when the Messiah died, in 3 days, He will rise again. He will rise again from the dead. Jesus believed the prophecy. Jesus believed the Father. No, sinabi niya, Father, my Father, why have you forsaken me? Pero in the end, ang sabi niya, I give to you my spirit. He was saying, I believe in you, mamamatay na ako, Lord. Father, ramdam ko na, hindi na ako makahinga. I'm gonna die any moment this time, but I believe in you that you will raise me back after 3 days. Kapatid, you cannot reach resurrection. You cannot have the resurrection power unless you die first with Jesus. You cannot imagine the mighty power of God in you. Nabubuhayin ka niya. Tutuparin niyang lahat ng pangako niya sa'yo. Kailangan lang una, dumaan ka sa kamatayan. Hanggang sabat sabi mo, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. This is sanctification. It's wartime. Sana yung sexual sins na pagtagumpayan mo yan ngayon, darating ang panahon that you will have disciples, you will have people before you, and they will struggle with their family, they will struggle with their identity, they will struggle with sexual immorality, and you will tell them, kapatid, it's possible because it happened to me, I was able to resurrect from the dead. Amen? Kapatid, overcome. Dumaan ka sa lilim ng kamatayan, pero abutin mo ang buhay na muling ibibigay sa iyo ng Diyos. Marami sa atin, nakatanaw na lang sa kamatayan. Tingnan ko kung ano mangyayari sa kanya. Dati siyang nurse, ngayon project coordinator ng Compassion. Tingnan ko lang. Aba, ginibab. Ang lalaking pastor ipinagpalit, tingnan lang natin. Mga kapatid, we just look at people. Stare from afar. Pero kapatid, sa huli, papalakpak ka. Kasi makita mo ang glory ng Panginoon shining over their life. Pero sayang, sana pwede ka rin. Pwede ka rin magningning. Pwede mo pa rin maranasan ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos sa buhay mo. Do not just stare. Do not look from afar what God can do to your life. Be there and allow Him to resurrect you from your sins. Amen? Come on, let's give Him the best clap of praise. Jesus overcame everything for us. Now, this will be the last. Apat na bagay in order for us to go through the process of sanctification. It's within your reach. Kapatid, it's within your reach. Kung gusto mong maranasan ang ningning ng Diyos, maranasan ang kanyang kalwalhatian, ang lahat ng kanyang kagandahan, it's just within your reach. Tanungin niyo po ako, how? It's in your body. Huwag kang dedepende sa tao to change you because people cannot change you. It's God and God alone. Hayaan mong simulan niya sa buhay mo, sa katawan mo. Number one, have the right mindset. Itinuro na po ito sa atin ni Pastor Al, bigay lang po natin. Sabi niya, ang iyong kaisipan, hindi mo siya babaguhin, lamang tatanggalan, lapapalitan. Hindi po. Kailangan po natin ng brain transplant. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Dapat may utak ka ni Jesus. Kaya kapag nag-iisip kayo, utak ba yan ni... Utak mo ba yan o utak ni Lord? Saan ba nanggagaling yan? Isip ba yan ni Lord o isip mo yan? Renew it with God's thoughts. Discipline it with God's truth. Kaya kapatid, sabi doon, renew your mind. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. May pattern ka na eh. Mayroon ng structure yung mind mo eh. Nakamolde na eh. Sabi doon, wasakin mo yan. Huwag kang mag-conform sa pattern of this world. But have the mind of Jesus. Ano po sabi sa atin sa verse natin? Let's take a look at the verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 2:16. Who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct Him? We have the mind of Christ. Oh, with all our lives, ang akala lang natin, may spirit ako ni Lord. Humihinga ako, hininga to ni Lord. Pero kapatid, napaka-powerful, binigyan ka ng utak ni Lord. Gamitin natin! Kaya, paano mo, anong pang test mo? Philippians 4 verse 8, finally, my my brothers and sisters, whatever is true, please read with me, go. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Ipasa mo sa test ang utak. Kapatid, walang tanggal, palit. Dito muna, imo-imo, no! Sabi nun, kaya nga sinabi niya, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, even the crown of thorns, ibinaon sa ulo ng Panginoon na pumasok sa kanyang mga tiny capillaries niya sa kanyang noo, at ang pinakamadugong bahagi ng ating katawan ay ang ulo. And the blood of Jesus washes everything, sexual sins, sinful things, lahat ng hindi po kaaya-aya, binura na ng Diyos. Kapatid, this is the time, the best time of the year, to start thinking whatever God gives you. Think about Him and anything about Him. Dream for Him. Dream with Him. Amen? Kapatid, gamitin natin ito. Number two, sabi dito, mga kapatid, there are no shortcuts in sanctification. Kailangan natin pong disiplinahin ang ating sarili. A lack of biblical knowledge will always retard your spiritual growth. Ang kawalan ng alam sa Biblia, no, magpapaliit ng ating paglago sa Panginoon. How do you do it? How do you discipline yourself? Read the Bible repetitiously every day, over and over again. Go by the verse. Go by the chapters next time. Go by the books. Go by the histories. Go by the prophets. As you go farther and farther, you will go deeper in love with God. And as you grow deeper, you will become stronger in life. Bakit wala kang hugot? Na-frustrate ka sa pag-ibig, punta ka sa FB, hanap ka ng hugot line. Hindi. Hindi ka maghahanap ng hugot line. Humugot ka sa salita ng Diyos. At makakahugot ka lang if you read, if you go further, if you go farther, if you go deeper, then you will become stronger. The level of your understanding with the Word of God is the level of your strength in times of trials. Amen? Next, sabi po dyan, ito pong thoughts na to ay nakaka-develop ng conviction. Kaya pangalawa po, no, sabi po ito, build strong conviction. Ano ba yung convictions? These are principles. Ano yung principles na yan? Yung principles na hindi mo iba-violate sa tanang buhay mo. I will not make principles for you. Nung pong si Kuya Erwin at si Ate Manel ay nag-desisyong maging mag-boyfriend at girlfriend, gumawa po yan ng guiding principles. At kamukha ng guiding principles ng isang couple. Sabi ko, balik kayo, discuss kayo. Kasi guiding principle nyo yan. Okay, anong ibig sabihin nun? Kayong dalawa, gagawa kayo ng prinsipyo na hindi nyo iba-violate. Kasi pag yaan, kinopya nyo halimbawa sa akin. Halimbawa, sinabi ko, oh, ito yung guiding principle number one para sa inyo, ha? Kayo ay uuwi ng alas 9 ng gabi. Okay, bawal mag-date, lampas 9:30, 9 p.m. Yan, guiding principle number one. Eh, umuwi kayo ng alas G's. Sinong, kaninong principle yun ang violate ninyo? Sa inyo o sa akin? Sa akin. Kaya ano, at the end of the day, hindi ka magpapakita sa akin. Bakit? May atraso ko kay Ate Sitas eh. Dahil na-violate ko yung word niya. Tama ba? Ito pong ginawa nila, sila yan. Pag yan hindi nyo ginawa, kayo mananagot niyan. Ano? Ano example? Example po ng kanilang guiding principles. No sleeping over to each other's house. Tama ba? Oh, kahit na anong mangyari, hindi pwedeng matulog ng tanghali, ng hapon, ng gabi, lalo na. Si Manel sa bahay ni Erwin, si Kuya Erwin sa bahay ni Ate Manel. No! Prinsipyo ko ba yon? Hindi po. Prinsipyo nila yon. Pag po yun nag-violate, may kagagawan pa po ba ako doon? Ala, prinsipyo po nila yun eh. Sino malulungkot? Hindi po ako, sila. This is conviction. Saan po galing yun? Sa pagmamalasakit nila sa kanilang relasyon para sa kaluwalhatian ng Panginoon. Saan ang galing yun? It's in the Word of God. It's in the presence of God in their relationship. Kaya po, titignan po natin dyan. Kung may verse po tayo, 2 Corinthians 4, 13 to 14. Sabi po dito ni Paul, "It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. Since we have the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us, what? With you to himself." It was Paul saying this. It is what I believe, therefore I speak. Ito yung pinaniniwalaan ko, ito yung sinasabi ko. Nade-develop dito ang integridad. Itong pinakamatindi. Nung dumating na sa discipleship ni Pablo kay Timothy, tingnan po natin. 2 Timothy 1:12. Everybody read with me, go. "That is why I am suffering as I am. Yes, this is no cause for shame. Because I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him that day." Ito matindi. Ang conviction ng leader na ipapasa sa disciple. Sabi ni Pablo, "Therefore, this is what I believe, therefore I speak." Dalawang beses po niya yung binanggit sa verse po natin kanina. Nung di-disciple niya si Timothy, ito rin ang huling salita ni Timothy. "I know whom I have believed. And I am convinced, I am persuaded that he is able to keep everything I have committed to him." Kaya po yung thoughts, nagbubuo ng conviction. At ang conviction na yan, magtutulak sa'yo kung anong gagawin mo. Number three, love, period. It's all about love. You love God? With how much? Tingnan po natin yung verse. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself." Kapatid, napaka-powerful po nito eh. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13, yung text po natin. "This is my will for you. Your sanctification." Balik lang po tayo dun sa first verse. Tama po yun. Hindi po yung isa. Love. Yan. Sige po. So sabi niya dyan, yung pag-ibig, no, ang bubuo sa sanctification mo eh. Kapag mahal mo talaga ang Diyos ng buong puso at kaluluwa, isipan at lakas mo, grabe, magtutulak din yun sa'yo na mahalin mo ang kapwa mo. Kaya po, sabi kanina sa text natin, "This is God's will for you, your sanctification." Ang kasunod po nun, avoid sexual immorality. And this break my heart, no? Ang dalawang tao, babae o lalaki, kapwa lalaki o kapwa babae, kung tunay kayong umiibig sa Diyos, di ba mamahalin mo rin yung kapwa mo? Pero anong klaseng pag-ibig? Yung pag-ibig mo muna sa Diyos. That you will not bring a brother or a sister to sin. That you will not put blemish into one's life. No, you will make each other holy and pleasing to God. Hanapin natin ang mga tao na yan na hindi magbubulid sa atin sa kapahamakan. And this is true love. Huwag kang matatakot mawalan ng kapartner. Huwag kang matatakot mawalan ng kasama kung siya naman magdadala sa'yo sa impyerno. Huwag mo sasabihin, di bali nang mamatay sa sarap, okay lang at least masarap. Ngayon yan, but forever you will be tormented to hell. That the description of hell is this. Kung pwede lang mamatay ako ngayon, mamatay na sana ako. But there is no death in hell. Kaya kung makikita po natin ito, we usually say this, I love you, God. Pero may kasunod yon, mahalin mo yung kapwa mo. Kagaya ng pagmamahal mo sa sarili mo. Anong foundation nun pagmamahal ng Diyos sa ating lahat? We cannot love purely. We cannot love blamelessly. That's why God loved us. At yung pag-ibig na yan ang magdudulot sa atin ng buhay. Remember David. He loved God. He gave everything to God. But he became unfaithful to God. But during his unfaithfulness, during the biggest sin that he ever made in his life, adultery, murder, the rescue of God came to his life. God sent Prophet Nathan to David. And then David was convicted of his sins. God began to visit again David. Not to condemn him, but to allow David to see the grace of God. And to rekindle to David his greatest calling, not to be the king of a nation, but to live for the king, eternal. This is our highest calling. Hindi ang maging successful lamang businessman or the richest man who ever lived on earth, but to see and live for the richest man there in heaven. Mahalin natin ang Diyos, mahalin natin ang ating kapwa na magdudulot ng kalinisan, pagliligtas. Sana dumating din sa buhay mo na kapag merong isang tao nagdudulot sa iyo ng kasalanan, sabihin mo sa kanya harapan, hindi mo ako mahal. Hindi mo ako mahal. At lalo tigit, hindi mo mahal ang Diyos. Dahil dito, ito 10 piso, maghanap ka ng iba. Amen! Kapatid, it's all about God's love. That's why I cry for young ladies, I cry for young men who gave everything out of lust. Natatakot ka ba na wala kang kasama? Kapatid, the promise of God for you, He will never leave you nor forsake you. And when we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says there in the message, this is my favorite version, everybody read with me, matatapos na po ako. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all His mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt. Without love. Ano ibig sabihin ng love na yan? Yung pagmamahal mo sa Diyos, pagmamahal mo sa tao. Pag wala ka nun, maabot mo man ang lahat, your love will not last. This is sanctification. This is pure love. You are not afraid to live and to stand because you love God first and foremost. And you love people. that you cannot afford them to go to hell with you. And last, number four. Holy Spirit. Maihain mo man lahat. Katawan mo, isip mo, puso mo, pera, lahat, bahay, binigay mo na sa Diyos. Pero wala ang kapangyarihan ng Holy Spirit sa'yo. It will all be nothing. Because it's only the fire of the Holy Spirit that can consume everything in us. Hindi na aaliw, hindi na gagandahan at nagugustuhan ng Diyos ang pera, ang yaman dito sa lupa. Ang nagugustuhan ng Diyos ang samyo ng banal na Espiritu na nasa iyo. That's why ang sabi po niya dyan, let's give the two verses. John chapter 15, verse 16, verse 13. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is to come. Ang buhay natin hindi lang ngayon. Ang buhay natin magpasa walang hanggan. Bumilang ka ng 3 bilyong taon, buhay ka pa. And what can sustain you and who can sustain you? It's the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus, before He goes to heaven, back to heaven, itong sinabi po niya. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, He breathed on to them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Shall we all stand up? In the Old Testament, meron po tayong tinatawag na burnt offering. The people will bring their offering before the altar. Pinakamaganda, pinakanakakaaya. Pero hindi nakatingin ang Diyos sa inihain mo. Ang nakatingin siya sa apoy na darating sa hain. Up until yung hain tupukin ng apoy at ang matitira ay ang usok mula sa hain patungo sa presensya ng Diyos. How do you see 2017? What do you want for 2017? What do you long for 2017? You know, to be honest with you, it dawned on me when I was in Prayer Mountain, December 23. It dawned on me that God, it seemed that God spoke to me and He said, "Are you ready, anak? Anytime I will call you back to my presence. Are you ready one day in 2017 that you will be back home? And I cried and I trembled. And I got afraid for my children. I got afraid for the disciples. But when I realize that heaven is my home and Jesus is my reward, I said to Him, "Anytime, Lord, And I don't own anything. My husband is yours. My children are all yours. The disciples you gave me are all yours. Take me anytime. But one thing, Lord, pag tinawag mo ako, I want to be at the center of your will. Sana kapatid makita mo, the 2017 is a year of uncertainty, yet we have a certain God who will walk with you every step of the way. But you need to be in the right place. And the right place is the place of sanctification. Maihain mo man ang lahat kung wala ang fire of the Holy Spirit in you. You cannot be presentable and acceptable to God. I want to give you a chance. If you're saying to the Lord God, take me, everything I am, everything I have, for you. Use me, not tomorrow, but today. Fill me, not half full, but with your fullness. Glorify in me, not only when I am in church, but in every day. Help me to love you and to love people, that we will present to you ourselves, buong buo, buong banal, buong kaayaan.